Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We are looking at the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be considering Revelation chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, the structure of the message. I always like to learn a mental map of the city I live in. When I lived in Miami, I learned the way that the streets go. That the streets mainly go north and south, and the avenues go east and west. And the city is divided up into four sections: the northeast, the northwest, the southeast, and the southwest. And the streets are numbered going out from the cross roads. And so, based on the name of the street, whether it's northwest or northeast or northwest, and the number, the street number, lets you know where you were. If you were on this avenue, you were by the street number, you knew you were out about this location. In Raleigh, the streets are, the main streets are like the it's like a wagon wheel with the posts of the wheel going out in all the different directions, and the beltway that goes around the city called the Beltline, that's the outer part of the wheel. And then there's the spokes that go out, the main roads, from the city of Raleigh, and in the center there's another circle of streets like the hub of the wheel. So you learn that, you always know where you're going and where you can get to other places. And here in Baltimore, a little bit like Miami, in that the city is divided into four sections: the northeast, the northwest, the southeast, and the southwest, with the main roads going east and west and north and south. Boston, where I grew up near. Forget about Boston. Boston, there is no pattern. It's like the streets are still the same as they were back in the colonial days. An outline of Revelation is like one of these maps for us. Three parts are referenced in verse 19. Chapter 1, verse 19. The angel told John to write the things which you have seen, the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. First, the things which you've seen. That's chapter 1. Second, the things which are. That's chapters 2 and 3. And third, the things which will take place after this, which is chapters 4 through 22. So it's the past, the present, the future. The past is what we just looked at, the vision of Christ. The present is the church, what's going on right now. And the future is the final events to the eternal state. There's no overlapping. Each division, the things which you've seen, the things which are, the things which will take place after this, each division has its own events. Just a few notes. Just compare verse 1:19, the third part of it, and verse chapter 4 and verse 1. Verse 4:1 reinforces the statement of verse 1:19 and the general outline. Verse 1:19, the third part of it says, and the things which will take place after this. In chapter 4 and verse 1, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. The things which will take place after this. So notice verse 120 and verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 120 introduces the church letters. In chapter 1, verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. And in chapter 2, in verse 1, immediately after that verse, to the angel of the church at Ephesus, write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. See, they're connected. There's no, just something to understand, there's no mention of the church from verse 4:1, chapter 4 and verse 1, all the way to chapter 19 and verse 6. There's no mention. We see the church through chapter 3. We see the church taken symbolically in chapter 4 and verse 1. And then we see God's judgment from that point all the way to chapter 19, verse 6. Then we see the church again. In chapter 19, verses 7 to 10, we see the church again as the bride of Christ. In chapter 19, verses 11 and following, we see Jesus Christ's return, his physical return. And then we see the millennium, judgment, and eternity in chapters 20 through 22. This is the mental map to remember as you travel around the Revelation, like when I traveled around Miami and Raleigh and Baltimore. If you don't have the map, you can easily get lost. It's easy to lose focus sometimes between Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1 and Revelation chapter 19 and verse 6. So keep that in your mind, that outline. The things which you've seen, the risen Christ, the things which are, the churches, and the things which take place after this, after the church is gone and God begins his judgment. So we'll go over these things again as we go along, but keep that map of the book of Revelation, that general outline in mind, and you have a great day.